the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi وقد أفنيت عمري في شرة السهو عنك وأبليت شبابي في سكرة التباعد منك.
My dear brothers and sisters, in this excerpt of this whispered prayer of شعبانية, we read, إلهي وقد أفنيت عمري في شرة السهو عنك. O my Lord, I have spent my entire lifetime in being negligent to you. وَأَبْلَيْتُ شَبَابِي فِي سُكْرَةِ التَّبَاعُدِ مِنْكِ. And I have spent my whole youth with the stupor of being distant from you. In this part, at first, Imam alayhi salam is warning us about being negligent to the Almighty Allah. And secondly, the stupor of being distant from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important issue, since the Holy Quran, when warning the believers, is telling us that this is very destructive, because it will downgrade the human beings to a level which will be even lower than an'am. Since the Holy Quran says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. The verse says, many are the jinns and men we have made for hell. They have hearts wherewith they understand not. They have eyes wherewith they see not. And they have ears wherewith they hear not. They are like cattle, but more misguided, and they are heedless of warning. This heedlessness, this negligence that the Holy Quran talks about and warns the believers, can be so destructive for the human being's nature. And this is, I assume, the only thing that can downgrade human beings to such a level. This is so important that elsewhere in the Holy Quran it says, وَلَا تُتِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Do not obey anyone whose heart we have permitted to neglect the remembrance of us, one who follows his own desires, whose case has gone beyond all bounds. In this verse, dear listeners, you can see how important the case of negligence and heedlessness of the Almighty Allah is. That at first, the Holy Quran refers to this issue and then moves on to talk about obeying the lowly desires. And this somehow, this fact can be inferred from the verse that the origin of most of the sins, and specifically obedience to self-desires, is the negligence of the Almighty Allah. So the ones who are always heedful of the subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who are always reminding themselves of his presence, will not follow their low desires. And as the verse suggests, they will not be the subject of extravagance.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. Hafaftahu bir rahmati wa ridwan. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, brothers and sisters, when Imam alayhi salam says, إِلَهِ وَقَدْ أَفْنَيْتُ عُمْرِي فِي شِرَّةِ السَّهْوِ عَنْكِ, my Lord, I have spent my entire lifetime in being negligent to you, and I have spent my whole youth with the stupor of being distant from you. وَأَبْلَيْتُ شَبَابِي فِي سَكْرَةِ التَّبَاعُدِ مِنْكِ. Imam alayhi salam is warning all of the believers about this important issue. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَيَا لَهَا حَسْرَةً عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي غَفْلَةٍ أَنْ يَكُونَ عُمْرُهُ عَلَيْهِ حُجَّةٍ. Sometimes it happens for a man that his lifetime will be a kind of argument against him. And elsewhere he says, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْغَفْلَةِ فَنَسِيَ الرَّحْلَةَ وَلَمْ يَسْتَعِدْ. Woe to the one who has forgotten that day, the one who has not prepared himself because of negligence and ghafla. Let us end our discussion with an anecdote from a very known scholar, Sheikh Abdullah Shushtari. It has been said that he had a son whom he really liked. Once the son gets sick, and when his father went to Salat al-Jumu'ah, in the second rak'ah, when reciting chapter Munafiqun, when he reached this verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O believers, do not let your wealth and your children make you negligent of the Almighty Allah, he repeated this verse for a couple of times. After this prayer was over, some of his friends asked for the reason, and he answered, "When I reached this verse, I remembered my son, and I tried to repeat the verse and fight with my own desire for keeping such a son. And I tried to imagine my son dead, and I kept on reciting the verse until I felt calm because of the presence of the Almighty Allah. And then I moved on with this chapter." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان